Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. Website can be found at www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Well, this morning we're going to continue our study in the Book of Enoch, and we're going to be reading chapters 23 through 36, and it's a continuation of this journey that Enoch is being taken on through the earth. And in this portion of our study, he's going to be shown basically kind of like the Garden of Eden. And he's going to see the Tree of Life and the Tree of Knowledge. And he's going to see some things that we see that's shown to John in the Book of Revelation in chapter 22. Matter of fact, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14 says this: "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the Tree of Life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." And so Enoch is going to see some similar things that you see described, like I said, in Revelation chapter 22. Well, I don't have a lot of time this morning, so you're not going to get a lot of commentary from me. I'm just going to read through it. And I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that the Spirit would speak to you, and that you would receive something and be blessed by this reading this morning. So, without further delay, let's jump right in. Chapter 23 through chapter 36, starting with verse 1. Here's what it says. "From thence I went to another place to the west of the ends of the earth. And I saw a burning fire which ran without resting and paused, not from its course day or night, but ran regularly. And I asked, saying, what is this that rests not? Then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said unto me, this course of fire which thou hast seen is the fire in the west which persecutes all the luminaries of heaven. And from thence I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain range of fire which burnt day and night. And I went beyond it and saw seven magnificent mountains, all differing each from the other. And the stones thereof were magnificent and beautiful, magnificent as a whole, of glorious appearance and fair exterior. Three towards the east, one founded on the other, and the three towards the south, one upon the other, in deep rough ravines, no one of which joined with any other. And the seventh mountain was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. And the fragrant trees encircled the throne, and amongst them was a tree such I had never yet smelled. Neither was any amongst them, nor were others like it. It had a fragrance beyond all fragrance, and its leaves and blooms and wood wither not forever. And its fruit is beautiful, and its fruit resembled the dates of a palm. And then I said, how beautiful is this tree, and fragrant, and its leaves are fair, and its blooms very delightful in appearance. Then Michael, one of the holy and honored angels, who is with me, and who was their leader, and he said unto me, Enoch, why dost thou ask me regarding the fragrance of the tree? And why dost thou wish to learn the truth? And then I answered him, saying, I wish to know about everything, especially about this tree. And he answered, saying, the high mountain which thou hast seen, whose summit is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the holy great one, the Lord of glory, the eternal king, will sit, when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. And as for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation forever. It shall then be given to the righteous and holy. Its fruit shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the eternal King. Then shall they rejoice with joy and be glad, and into the holy places shall they enter, and its fragrance shall be in their bones, and they shall live a long life on earth, such as thy fathers lived. And in their days shall no sorrow or plague or torment or calamity touch them. Then blessed I the God of glory, the eternal King, who hath prepared such things for the righteous, and hath created them and promised to give to them. And then I went from thence to the middle of the earth, and I saw a blessed place, in which there were trees and branches abiding and blooming, of a dismembered tree. And there I saw a holy mountain, and underneath the mountain to the east there was a stream, and it flowed towards the south, and I saw towards the east another mountain higher than this, and between them a deep and narrow ravine. And it also ran a stream underneath the mountain. And to the west thereof there was another mountain, lower than the former, and of small elevation, and a ravine deep and dry between them, and another deep and dry ravine was at the extremities of the three mountains. And all the ravines were deep and narrow, being formed of hard rock, and the trees were not planted upon them. And I marveled at the rocks, and I marveled at the ravine, yea, I marveled very much. Then said I, for what object is this blessed land, which is eternally filled with trees, and this accursed valley between? Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered and said, this accursed valley is for those who are accursed forever. Here shall all the accursed be gathered together, who utter with their lips against the Lord unseemly words of his glory, speak hard things. Here shall they be gathered together, and here shall their place of judgment. In the last days there shall be upon them the spectacle of righteous judgment in the presence of the righteous forever. Here shall the merciful bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King. In the days of judgment over the former, they shall bless him for mercy in accordance with which he has assigned to them their lot. Then I blessed the Lord of glory and set forth his glory and lauded him gloriously. And thence I went towards the east and into the midst of the mountain range of the desert, and I saw a wilderness. And it was solitary, full of trees and plants, and water gushed forth from above, rushing like a copious waterhouse, which flowed toward the northwest. It caused clouds and dew to ascend on every side. And thence I went up to another place in the desert and approached to the east of this mountain range, and there I saw aromatic trees exhaling the fragrance of frankincense and myrrh, and the trees also was similar to the almond tree. And beyond these I went far to the east, and I saw another place, a valley full of water. And therein there was a tree, the color of fragrant trees, such as the mastic. And on the sides of those valleys I saw fragrant cinnamon. And beyond these I proceeded to the east. And I saw other mountains, and amongst them were groves of trees, and were flowed forth from the nectar, which is named Sarara and Galdabanum. And beyond these mountains I saw another mountain to the east of the ends of the earth, whereon were aloe trees, and all the trees were full of stacte, being like almond trees, and when one burnt it, it smelled sweeter than any fragrant odor. And after these fragrant odors I looked towards the north over the mountains, and I saw seven mountains full of choice nard, and fragrant trees, and cinnamon and pepper. And thence I went over the summits of all the mountains far towards the east and of the earth, and passed above the Erythian Sea, and went far from it, and passed over the angel Zatiel. And I came to the garden of righteousness, and I saw beyond these trees many large trees growing there, and of goodly fragrance, large, very beautiful and glorious, and the tree of wisdom thereof they eat, and no great wisdom. That tree is in a height like the fir, and its leaves are like those of the carob tree, and its fruit is like the clusters of a vine, very beautiful. And the fragrance of the tree penetrates afar. Then I said, how beautiful is the tree, and how attractive is its look? Then Raphael, the holy angel, who was with me, answered me and said, this is the tree of wisdom, of which thy father, old in years, and thy aged mother, who were before thee, have eaten, and they learnt wisdom, and their eyes were opened, and he knew that they were naked, and they were driven out of the garden. And from thence I went to the ends of the earth, and I saw a great beast, and each differed from another, and I saw birds also differing in appearance and beauty and voice, and one differing from another. And to the east of those beasts I saw the ends of the earth, wherein the heavens rest, and the portals of the heaven open. And I saw how the stars of heaven come forth, and I counted the portals out of which they proceed, and wrote down all their outlets of each individual star by itself according to their number and to their names, their courses and their positions, and their times and their months, as Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, showed me. He showed me all things to me, and he wrote, and he showed all things to me, and wrote them down for me. Also their names he wrote for me, and their laws, and their companies. And from thence I went towards the north to the ends of the earth, and there I saw a great and glorious device at the ends of the whole earth. And here I saw three portals of heaven opened in the heaven. Through each of them proceeded north winds, and they blew there as cold, hail, frost, snow, dew, and rain. And out of one portal they blow for good, but when they blow through the other two portals, it is with violence and affliction on the earth, and they blow with violence. And from thence I went towards the west to the ends of the earth, and I saw there three portals of heaven open, such as I had seen in the east, the same number of portals and the same number of outlets. And from thence I went to the south to the ends of the earth, and I saw there three open portals of heaven. And thence there came dew, rain, and wind. And from thence I went to the east, to the ends of the heavens, and I saw here the three eastern portals of heaven opens, and small portals above them. Though each of these small portals pass the stars of heaven and run their course to the west on the path which is shown to them. And as often as I saw, I blessed always the Lord of glory, and I continued to bless the Lord of glory, who has wrought great and glorious wonders to show the greatness of his work to the angels and to the spirits and to men, that they might praise his work and all his creation, that he might see the work of his might and praise his great work of his hands and bless him forever. And that is the end of our study this morning, chapters 23 through 36. And not only do we see the tree of life, that Enoch says, just like John, that the righteous who inherit the earth will get to eat from, but he also saw the tree of wisdom, which was still in the land of righteousness, right? He says, I came to the garden of righteousness. And let me just read that passage again, because he kind of describes not only what the tree looks like, but what it smells like, what the fruit looks like, you know, in all the ancient stories, or not ancient stories, but, you know, when you do like Sunday school or something like that, people have always thought it was an apple. Eve ate an apple, right? But the Bible just says fruit. It doesn't say what kind of fruit it was. We don't know. And I suspect it's not like any fruit that's available to us today. However, Enoch does tell us a little bit about what the tree looked like and its presence. So let me read that part one more time. Just three verses here. And it says, and I came to the garden of righteousness, and I saw beyond those trees many large trees growing there, and of goodly fragrance, large, very beautiful, and glorious. And the tree of wisdom, whereof they eat and know great wisdom. That tree is in height like the fir, and its leaves are like those of a carob tree, and its fruit is like the clusters of a vine, very beautiful. And the fragrance of the tree penetrates afar. And then in the next verse you see that Enoch is just like marveling at the beauty of this tree. And he says, then I said, how beautiful is the tree, and how attractive is its look. Then Raphael, the holy angel, who was with me, answered me and said, this is the tree of wisdom, of which thy father, old in years. So he's talking about Adam and Eve, you know, like he's descended from. Of which thy father in old in years, and thy mother and thy aged mother, who were before thee, have eaten. And they learnt wisdom, and their eyes were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they were driven out of the garden. So he said, how beautiful is the tree, and how attractive is this look? And of course, Eve, when she was deceived by the serpent, she looked at the tree, and she realized that it was good to look at, right? It was good for fruit, and so she was, so the tree itself is attractive. And then you have the great adversary deceiving you. It'd be very difficult not to eat from it. And even Enoch here is acknowledging how beautiful and attractive that tree is. It also talks about the tree of life and how that's going to be moved to where the kingdom is set up in the last days, and that those who... I'm trying to find that verse here. But basically just kind of like what it says in Revelation. It says here, "And as for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation forever. It shall then be given to the righteous and the holy. And its fruit shall be for food to the elect, and it shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the eternal King. Then they shall rejoice with joy and be glad, and into the holy place shall they enter, and its fragrance shall be in their bones, and they shall live a long life on earth, such as the fathers lived, and in their days shall no sorrow or plague or torment or calamity touch them. And then I bless the God of glory, the eternal King, who hath prepared such things for the righteous, and hath created them and promised to give them." Very interesting stuff. Well, there's the study for this morning, and I pray that it was a blessing to you this morning, and that you gleaned something from it. Next week, it starts with parables, Enoch parables, and so... Lord willing, we'll be getting those at the end of next week. All right, my friends, I'm out of time. I pray you be blessed in the powerful name of Jesus. Go in peace, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. And until next time, God bless.